Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Back, your weather forecast for this Monday. Mixture of clouds and sun, going to be cool still. High only around 41 degrees for today. Starting things out even cooler than that. Temperature-wise, we look into Kenosha, where right now it is 23 degrees. In Burlington, 21. Milwaukee, 25. 23 also in Racine. All the attention on the recent report cards issued by the State Department of Public Instruction focused in on the districts that listed as failing to meet expectations, Racine Unified among them, with a collective score. This morning, Superintendent Lolly Haas and some of the school board members are at Wadowitz Elementary School meeting up with the staff, congratulating them for the 12-point increase on the school's report card. That increase has Wadowitz students now exceeding expectations compared to being the lowest-scoring school 4 years ago. On the overall report card, according to Dr. Haas, it is disappointing, but she notes a lot of positives taking place in the district, not showing up in the numbers themselves. The minority makeup of Racine Unified staff, though, less than what it was a year ago, and still less, even more so, than the student population. At a recent Board of Education meeting, the Chief of Human Capital, Julie Landry, said the district might want to rebrand itself as a district of choice to be employed. She did explain that recruiting to a cold-weather job doesn't always appeal to a lot of the candidates unless they maybe have some kind of connection to this particular area.
If those candidates don't have roots here in Racine or in Milwaukee, they are not going to come. When we're recruiting next to districts like Florida, some of the southern states where it's warmer, where it's a climate they're familiar with, my experience has taught me that they are not going to come, even if we try to attract or entice them by offering some incentives. It's really people who are connected to our communities that come and work in our community.
Landry talking about managers and supervisors constantly giving employees feedback and, in her words, those that aren't performing are exited from the district. Racine Unified staff diversity at 19% versus 32% last year. 81% of the staff white, 9% African-American, 7% Hispanic. 42% of the students white, 29% African-American, 26% Hispanic. Racine School Board going to meet tonight at 6:30. Some educational items on the price tag list for things that have to be purchased. Over $1 million to buy the former Curtin Medical Clinic building. That would be an alternative education program site. And there's the central office kitchen build-out. District has been talking about this for a while because Gifford was expanded to a K-8 school. The low bidder on this contract, Absolute Construction, $687,000. To increase the pool of available math and science teachers, UW Parkside is launching a biological science minor, also adding programs to train bilingual and English as a second language teachers. Vice Provost Gary Wood explaining the looming K-12 teacher shortage has got to be addressed. He talked with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, as did Nancy Whitaker, who chairs the teacher education program at Parkside, says the State Department of Public Instruction has also convened a talent development initiative.
They're being responsive to say, we know we need to do this. We're working on relaxing some of the licensure issues. We're working on recruitment issues and focusing on those shortage areas. So they're sending They sent out and are resending a survey to all of the school districts to say, what exactly do you need?
Some of the local school districts have hired retirees on a temporary basis, though it has to be crafted just to not jeopardize any of their pension requirements. And the proposed 2017 budget for the Village of Caledonia will be up for a public hearing tonight at 6 o'clock at the Eastside Community Center. Tax rate, $6.90 per thousand assessed, a nickel increase. Budget includes a little more spending on public safety, health and human services, and debt service. $11.1 million property tax levy, a 2.77% increase. The budget vote would be the last action item for the agenda for the 7 p.m. general business meeting. Not a good game for the Green Bay Packers. Again last night, they were at FedEx Field. Washington Redskins 42-24. They win the Sunday night football matchup.
We're at six losses. That's the reality. We clearly understand the urgency that's in front of us. I mean, clearly understood the urgency coming into this game. So we need to get back here and assess our health, get our roster set, and get ready for Philadelphia.
Mike McCarthy's team is now 4-6, four straight losses. City Hall in Racine this evening, the redevelopment authorities got a closed session from which a decision could be made on a developer for the old Case Plowworks building, which is at 615 Marquette Street. The RDA's closed session will be on five initial proposals submitted for the site, after which it will reconvene in open session and then could announce a recommendation to begin developer agreement talks. Case Plowworks building, that is four stories, 193,000 square feet, goes back to the year 1910. Most recently, it was the Factory of Fear haunted house. New restaurants, a beauty product store, smaller businesses opening up in Mount Pleasant, that's one thing. A manufacturing company with a sizable amount of jobs, like seems to be focusing in on Kenosha County even these days, that would be greatly welcomed, according to Village Plan Commission member Robert Underwood.
It always seems like we do a lot of restaurants and things like that, but we really need to see what it would really be nice to come and see somebody asking about a project. They're going to bring in some higher paying jobs with benefits, things like that, and more quantity of jobs rather than, you know, if you take a business like this, you might have 20 employees.
Interim Community Development Director Sam Schultz said that is always a welcome situation, for which the village is looking at more from an expanded contract with the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, along with the hiring of a new CD director.
When we hire someone new, that's definitely going to be our top priorities, is a long-range view and someone who's willing to be a great face and salesman for the village in terms of development. Secondly, the village board in its 2017 budget, which was adopted on Monday night, agreed to increase the contract of RCEDC to $40,000. They were previously just over $30,000. They're going to be helping me throughout the transition in terms of managing and monitoring economic development. They also do a lot of that manufacturing outreach.
Schultz explaining that Mount Pleasant could have a much closer working relationship with the agency going forward. He also predicts a pretty busy 2017 year for the TIF districts by the interstate, perhaps even extending into 2018. Tonight, whether or not officials from the Kenosha Community Care Center show up at the city council meeting, there's going to be a public hearing on its operations. Alderman David Bogdala recently posing some questions about that and the services that are being provided at the two locations in Kenosha, 62nd Street and 14th Avenue, and 45th Street and 22nd Avenue. Bogdala raising concerns about the health center planning to expand operations out to Silver Lake and even into Racine, but cutting back on local staff and services. He ties the request to appear to the fact that the city provides that agency CDBG money. Early Sunday morning, three kids apparently horsing around along some railroad tracks near the state line in Kenosha County. As a train approached, one of them got pushed toward the tracks. Engineer actually stopped the train, thinking it might have hit something, and reported to the Kenosha Sheriff's Department, but they all looked around, didn't find anything. In Kenosha, a man reported hanging from a ladder by the roof to a home in the 4400 block of 53rd Street that was late in the afternoon. Little misstep regarding that ladder. Man was not seriously hurt. And if you had been around 83 years ago today, what happened in downtown Racine the previous afternoon would have been your likely topic of conversation. The John Dillinger Gang's armed robbery of $28,000 from the American Bank and Trust at 5th and Main Streets. It included a gun battle, a cashier and police officer wounded, and two hostages forced to leave town with public enemy number one.
We were told when they put us in the car that any of these dumb cops, as they call them, tried to follow us, that we would be put out in front line. So whenever they met somebody on the way, it was a little bit frightening.
That is the late Ursula Patsky in a WRJN interview about 30 years ago, explaining how she and the bank's president, Grover Whalen, were later tied to a tree in Waukesha County with shoelaces by a member of Dillinger's gang. Patsky and Whalen eventually freed themselves, got back to Racine. The future police chief, Wilbur Hansen, who was then a sergeant, was hospitalized with gunshot wounds. And, of course, 8 months later, Dillinger was taken out by the FBI in Chicago in an alley. One of the machine guns connected to Dillinger, still in the Racine Police Department's front lobby. That bank robbery and hostage scene, they're at the very beginning of the Johnny Depp movie, Public Enemies. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.